Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Journey. Today, I don't know why I started off with today. I was doing a lot of organizing today, and I'm finally going to get a, like, content plan for the podcast, so it's not, like, just talking about anything random I can think of while I have it on. Like, in the beginning, I was just like, just do it. Even though you have no idea what you're doing, just do it. And so it's been super messy, and I probably have almost no followers, and that's all right. But I just had to get out and do it, and now I'm getting more organized with, like, everything. Even my computer's more organized, my bedroom, it's everything. I'm just getting everything organized so I can have a more productive flow and be just more productive, have actual results. I want to see actual quantitative results, like the things. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna start doing different things. Like, I really want to do, I'm not sure how this is gonna turn out, but I'm gonna give you guys a sneak peek. Exactly what's gonna happen is something like, we're going to do, like, oh my gosh, Abigail, I can talk today. I can. God bless you. The martyrdom stories. So, like, I just get really hyped up. I don't know, you could call me weird, but, like, when I hear about martyrdom stories, they are so cool, in my opinion. I mean, like, just because I do have a really, I think, a decent grasp on eternity. Like, honestly, this is, we're here for a very short amount of time. And I think that the coolest way to go out is through martyrdom. And there's definitely a special place for people who were martyred in heaven. And then, I don't know, but I just think that'd be super cool. And I really like hearing stories about it, about, like, the grace that God gives people when they go through it and the impact it makes. So anyway, we're going to be doing some of that, and I want to find places that are actively spreading the gospel and be able to kind of give, and, like, stories about people that have already done it, who've gone before us and already have done the, amazing works in, like, revivals and stuff. I'm going to do, like, research on revivals. But that's just, like, one of the days. We got 5 days of different things we're going to do. And one day a week we're going to do things like that. So I'm excited. There's still, like, lots of work to do with just, like, planning and getting everything prepared. But once we have a system, then we don't have to think, what are we going to do? We just follow the steps. So that's what's going to happen. And today I was working on, well, I was reading through 1 Peter 4. I think we've talked about this a little bit, but yeah. But I've just been kind of stuck on the very beginning part of 1 Peter 4, and today I've moved down a little bit more to 1 Peter 4, 7, and it was talking about, I'll bring you over to my Bible. But the end of all things is at hand, but be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And that really grabbed my attention, because yesterday I was watching a show, not a show, it's not, it's the Prophecy Live by Joseph Z. And he gets on there and he talks about, like, what's going on in government, what's going on with, like, he even talks about aliens, not that they're actual aliens. He talks about, like, what they are, but, like, the UFO scenario, how people are talking about it, like, all the time. Just, like, modern, like, what's happening in the now. And he talks about it as a biblical standpoint, and then he prophesies. And it's really cool to watch, but it is, like, watching the news, but biblically. Like, it's Bible news, like, and I don't always like to get into the news, and then it's also just time consuming. It's like, I don't need to necessarily know what's going on out there, right? So that's been my mindset, at least, and I like to watch it very rarely, every once in a while. But today I watched one, and I was like, yesterday, and I just felt a draw to it. And but I was thinking, I don't have time for this. I don't have a reason I need to know any of this. There's no point to it. But I just had a sense to just watch and pray in tongues. So I was praying in tongues, and I'm like, Lord, why do I need to watch this? Like, almost like, is there something in here for me? But I heard him speak back, just to pray. I want you to watch it so you can pray for these scenarios, whether it's my spirit, man, like the spirit praying through me in tongues, or me actually saying, declaring victory over a situation or whatever it is. It was powerful. I just felt like praying in tongues most of the time. And so that's why this scripture popped out to me, because it says, but the end of all things is at hand. And if you're watching or reading or whatever, getting any news of any kind, it's hard to think that it's not the end. Now, I honestly think that it's not at the end, if that makes sense. It's not like that as close. I feel like maybe it's closer than I think, but it's not as close as people think. Like, as close as most people think. I think we have another round, is what I'm saying. But if Peter says that the end of all things is at hand, then the end of all things is even closer now. And I mean, Bible prophecy makes it seem like, wow, it's happening right in front of us. But it says to be sober, and that doesn't necessarily just mean don't be drinking a lot of wine. It just means like being sober minded, have clarity. Don't let your mind be consumed with all of like the anxiousness and the thoughts of like, oh no, what are we gonna do? And then you panic, because like you can have too much of anything. Like, you have alcohol and then you're drunk, but you can almost get kind of, follow with me, get drunk on the things of the world, so that it grabs hold of your mind and your heart, and like a bear trap, it just snatches you and then clamps onto you, and you're now have like your anxiety and depression and worry, and you go out and do things that are not something that God told you to do, to prepare. Like, people buy tons of survival food and stuff. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying, is that what God told you to do? Like, you need to be doing what the Lord says to do. And that's one of the things we were talking about, or I've been reading about, is in the very beginning of 1 Peter 4, it talks about arm yourselves likewise with the same mind as Christ. Like, the Christ's mindset should be our mindset. And one of the things he says is that I don't do anything my Father doesn't like tell me to do. So he watches the Father, and whatever he says to do or to say, or whatever the Father's saying and doing, that's what we're supposed to be saying and doing. We're supposed to have that same mindset, we flow in the same path, like that we walk in the same footsteps as Jesus did. He is our example to follow. We are to follow him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And so that's what I just have to say about being sober minded. But it says specifically in here to watch unto prayer. You're watching unto prayer. So you're not just watching the news just to know what's going on. You have a purpose for watching. You have a purpose for finding out what's going on so that you can pray. And why do you pray? Because your prayers are effectual. It says the prayers of the righteous man are effectual. They do things. They are powerful. Like, Elijah prayed for it to not rain. And if I have my numbers correctly, it didn't rain for 3 years. That's pretty powerful. And then when he prayed again, it started raining. So he was being led by the Spirit in that. But we have a bigger, like we have a more powerful covenant than Elijah did. Our prayers are effectual. Our prayers make a difference. We have Jesus inside of us. If we are also led by the Spirit, we can do big things with our prayers. So watch unto prayer. I wouldn't watch the news and figure out what's going on without the intentional mission to pray about what's going on. So that's what I've been working, like just working through First Peter. That's been on my heart lately. So new things coming out soon. God bless you all. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.